Tamuya loy mitamuy. Who's the man Yom? It says that you only become pasul if you touch truma. You only pasul the truma. The trashy pasli es ha truma. Aber v'yoy said truma loy tifsal acheret shuv b'maga. That's attached from sul. There's your goof is enough tamei that if you touch truma, you make the truma pasul. That a kohen is not allowed to eat this truma. But if this truma touches something else, it's not mitamuy. It doesn't go further. Who is the man the Yom that says it doesn't go further? Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yeshua. This goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanan, we learned this Mishnah in Saita with them. The Tanan, Rabbi Leza Oimer, Ha'oichel Oichel Rishon. If a person eats a piece of bread that has a Tumas Rishon on it, that means a Sheretz or a Zav touch the Oichel. So the Oichel is a Rishon of Tumma. Is Rishon, you goof will become a Rishon. So if you're a Rishon now, if you touch a piece of bread, or you touch Truma, the Truma becomes a Sheni. And the sheni can make a shlishi for truma. So according to Rabbi Leza, sometimes you could mamish be mitama the truma. That since if the person eats the rishon, he himself becomes a rishon. So when he touches the truma, he makes the truma sheni. A sheni could make a shlishi. Now the oichel oichel sheni, luyitzuri, the man eats a sheni l'tuma. That means the sheretz touched mayim. So the mayim is a rishon l'tuma. Now the water touches bread. So the bread becomes a sheni l'tumah, and now a person eats this bread, is a loch a sheni. When you eat it, you remain a sheni. So now when you touch truma, you just make it a shlishi, means you only make it pasul. Because a shlishi l'truma can't go further. A shlishi can't make a revi'i for truma. That's called pasul. So that's Rebbe Leza Shita. It depends what the man eats. If he eats a rishon, he becomes a rishon, and he makes the truma sheni, which could pass to something else. Oichel shlishi, let's say he eats an oichel that has a shlishi l'tumor on it, then shlishi, he himself is a shlishi. So Mele, if he goes and touches truma now, he won't even pass on the truma. As a shlishi is only the guy at the hegdish. Hegdish has a choma that by hegdish they made the reveal l'tumor. But that's the way tumor goes. When the sheretz, the avat tumor, or a zad, it's an avat tumor, or a nida, it's an avat tumor, when they touch something, that becomes a rishon. When this touches the second thing, it becomes a sheni. When a sheni touches a shlishi, now it depends. Stam chulin, there's no din shlishi at all. If the oichel is a chulin, there's no din shlishi at all. If it's truma, the shlishi then becomes pasul. You're not allowed to eat truma that has truma shlishi on it. But a shlishi can't make a revi, can't go vaita by truma. Only if a hegdish it goes vaita. A hegdish, if you have a truma shlishi could make a revi for hegdish. So if you eat a shlishi, you remain a shlishi, that doesn't do anything for truma. The Rashi says shlishi, ain't a paisel truma. The Magoi, since your goof becomes a shlishi, if you touch truma now, a shlishi doesn't make a revi for truma. The truma is mutati. Avala kodeshim zatrashi paisel. But if you touch kodeshim, a shlishi makes a revi for kodeshim. Well, Perak Bey, the Shkita Schuma first time it's the value. And the Gemara in Chulin explains what the Machlekes is. This is Rebbe Leza Shita, that's not Pshan now with Takona. Our Gzeri goes according to Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua Aimer, Ha'oichel Oichel Rishon. The man that eats a bread that's a Rishon Tumma. Hu Adin V'Oichel Sheni. Or else he eats bread that has a Tumma Sheni on it, is Aloch Sheni. His goof always becomes a Sheni Tumma. Therefore, when this man now touches Truma, what does the Truma become? A Shlishi. That's called Posel, and it doesn't go weiter. Because the Shlishi doesn't make Revi by Truma. That's Shanao Takona here. That a man that whether he eats a Rishon L'tumah or whether he eats a Sheni L'tumah, his goof only becomes a Sheni L'tumah, and when he goes and touches Truma now, the Truma is only possible. It's like a Shlishi, which is only possible, can't go further. Sheni Sheni. Mashenke Shlishi, Luyitzri, the person eats a Shlishi, is also Sheni Wat L'Kodesh. He's a Sheni Negei to Kutchim. If he'll touch Kutchim now, he'll make a Shlishi L'Kodesh. But he's not a sheni for truma. That means he remains a shlishi, and the shlishi can't do anything but truma. So he's allowed to touch truma. He wouldn't pass the truma. Now the Gemara explains what type of chulin are we talking about here that says this chulin can be a shlishi. But if the kasha stam chulin, stam piece of bread, if it's mamash chulin, can't be makabel a shlishi at all. There's no din shlishi by chulin. A shlishi is only by truma that it becomes posel, or else by kutchim it becomes tummy. But by chulin it's nothing. So how do we say here the chulin is a shlishi? So Gemara says, talking about the chulin shenatsu atara truma. That means a person that was makbid upon himself, that he was makbid anything he ate, he always ate it b'teres truma. He tried to keep it like taira, as if he's eating truma. So if you want to be makbid, eat like truma. Truma has a psul. If a sheni touches the truma, makes it for shlishi, it's possible you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the shlishi we're talking about here. So the Gemara, oichel oichel rishen, v'oichel oichel sheni. My time a gozer be rabbanu tumah. What's the reason why the rabbanu made this tumah? Midiraisa a person, can you close it up if you want? Close it up here. Midiraisa a person's only tumah from an abba tumah. It's only if an abba tumah touches you. That means if a nida or a zav or a sheretz touches a man, that are a mace, that you touch a mace, that's matama you. An abba tumah is matama a man. Mashenkin, a rishna tumah is not matama the man. So midiraisa, since you ate this bread, it's only rishna tumah, midiraisa your tor. So how come the rabbanu agrees with tumah to say, if you eat this bread, that's rishna tumah, your group becomes a sheni? Why would the rabbanu machmir? So the gemara, the zimnin, the ochal, oichlin, tmeyim. Sometimes you're kaveh to eat a suda. And even though you're a kohen, but you're eating chulin, you're allowed to eat the tumah. So he went down to have a chicken, he had a steak, and the steak was tumah. So he ate a tumah, take a steak he ate. Oichlin, tmeyim. Now in the middle, while he's eating, the man you get thirsty and you want to drink something. We're afraid now of a shokel mashkin the truma. This koyin, while he's eating the talmudic steak that's mutter, he decides to get thirsty and he wants to drink wine. And he takes a trumadik wine without realizing and he drinks it. Because the says the wine is torn, when it comes into his mouth, it doesn't become tummy now because of the food. And since the food is in his mouth and the wine is in his mouth at the same time, they can touch one another. So Rabbanu made a gzera that when you are eating oichlim tameim, you goof will become tummy. Therefore, you'll never have the gzera you come and touch the wine, because you know if you're going to touch the truma now, you're going to be matama the truma. That's why Rabbanu made the gzera. We're afraid that while you're eating oichlim tameim, you're going to start to get thirsty and drink the mashkin the truma. The shadim lepume, you put it into your mouth. Opasalu, and you're going to pass this truma now. Rashi, my time the gozer. What the Rabbanu goes that if a man eats oichlin tameim, he becomes tummy. Midiraisa is Torah. So why the Rabbanu say is tummy? Is Rashi apostle who while you're eating the steak is tummy. If you're going to drink some wine of truma, the wine doesn't come possible. So Rashi, what's wrong? The Torah gave a mitzvah essay to watch truma to make sure truma never becomes tummy. L'shomro b'tayra. You're always supposed to watch your truma, whether you're a Yisrael or whether you're a Kohen. Either before you gave the truma, when the Kohen has the truma, there's a mitzvah essay to watch the truma to make sure it doesn't become tummy. T'chsiv es mishmeres trumasi. That there's a mitzvah to watch the truma. Lefika gozu d'efra bonem made his gzera. Boichel oichlim tumeim. If you're eating oichlim tumeim, shelo yehe rogel etzel truma. That while you're eating oichlim tumeim, you should not be rogel near truma. Therefore, if you're a Kohen and you're in the middle of eating your tumah to your steak, there's no gzera now. You're going to change your mind now and you're going to start to take the truma. There's no shayla. Because you know when it comes tumah, you won't do it. Right. Toslo. Shoyse mashkin tumayim frek the Gemara. My time the gozer they rabbar tumah. What did the Rabban also say? The second gzera was, if you drink mashkin tumayim, you become tumah. Why did the Rabbana make such a gzera? So Gemara, the zimnin, the shosu mashkin tmeim. Because sometimes we're afraid you're going to drink mashkin that's tummy, that you're going to be kaveya to drink now. He's a kohen, he's allowed to drink tamadika mashka. The mashka, the wine now, wasn't trumadika wine, so he's allowed to drink tamadika wine. Nor while he's drinking the wine, v'shokal oichlin, he's going to drink so much, he's going to have to want to eat something with it. So while he's drinking, he's going to want to take some food, and maybe then he'll put some truma inside his mouth. V'shokal oichlin the truma, v'shad l'puma, opasalu. And vaita, when he puts the truma in his mouth, the apostle of wine, is the tomatical wine in his mouth, is going to pass the truma. So now that's why they made gzeres, that while you if you drink mashke tumeim, don't be wrong leaving truma. So they had to put a tumas on your goof, that you become a sheni l'tumah, so you know if you're going to touch truma now, you're going to be matama the truma. For the Gemara Hainu Hach, the exact same zera, that they asked you not to eat mashkin tumeim, and not to eat oichlin tumeim with truma. It's the same zera. So the Gemara, no, mal the tema, ho shchichi, v'ho lo shchichi kumash v'lon. One is more shichi, one is not. So kashi hoshchichi. Shodem shoysim achilosi. It's the first gzeir shchiach. The while you kavei yourself to eat, and every meal when you're eating, usually you drink. So avonah making gzeir if you eat oichel and tameim, we pass to your goof that you should not be rogel in drinking. Mashenki, when a person goes down to drink, there is a kavei in drinking. It's not so shchiach. You'll eat. Usually when you're just drinking, so you're just going to drink, lav dafki you have to eat, it's not so shchiach leads so much. So I would think when you drink mashkin tameim, maybe there are bottom to make gzeri, your goof should become tameim. What are we afraid? Maybe in the middle you decide to eat and you put some trum inside your mouth, that's lo shchiach. Kamashmala, no, they made the gzeri here also. Usually while you're drinking, you just drink, you don't eat. So it's not just gzeri, I would think they weren't gzeri, kamashmala, no, they were gzeri. See that the first two gzeres, that if you eat oichlam tameim, or you drink mashkim tameim, the rabbanim adatka machmir, that your goof becomes tameim, to know that you can't touch truma now, kidei that you shouldn't come to put the truma inside your mouth while you're drinking this mashkim tameim, or while you're eating the oichlam tameim. Right, the next gzere was, vihabo roishoi verubai, you put your head and rovi your body b'mayim shuvim, into a bathtub. Into put yourself into a bathtub, mayim shuvim, mayim that means they came into a kli, to rabbonim goes to your goof now, is a shein to a tumor, that if you're not going to touch truma now, you're going to become tummy. That's going to be the love, you're going to become tummy. For the Gemara, my time of gozabe rabbonim tumor, what did rabbonim make there? What's wrong with taking a bath? He didn't do anything wrong. He's not tummy. What's wrong? We're talking about somebody that was tummy. Somebody touched the mace, or somebody touched the sherets, he became tummy. So he went to the mikvah. Where was the mikvah? The May Morris and the Fashtunk in the water in a mora in a cave, Muchanos in a hidden cave, someplace was Smuchim. The water is very Fashtunk, old water, didn't change the water at all. It smelled the water very bad. As soon as they came out of the mikvah, they had to hold the nose. As soon as they came out, right away they put the nice clean water over them. Or right away they went into a nice clean tub they went into. Is Heschilu what the people start to do? The Yosem Kva. They made like a kriya to know whenever you go to the mikvah, what are you going to do? First, take a shower right after. First, take a bath right after. Is Mela Gosra Leim Tumma. The Abonim made Xeru that you can take this bath afterwards, they made you Tumma. Refer to Gemara, my Kva. What does it mean they were Kveya now, you always took a bath afterwards? Like, what's so wrong with that? Rabbaya, people used to say, Loi Elu Matarim, not the mikvah alone is Matarim, El Elu Vielu Matarim. Both together is Matarim. They used to say the Vashtunk in the mikvah with the clean bath, together you get a tumor, you get a tyrant. That's what people used to say. Fret Gemara, Omalei Rova, mine asked me, so what's the fellow with that? Of Hokotavli Bahanach, of our co-partners used to say, we need both. We need the mikvah with the shower. So what? So you take a shower afterwards. But our co-partners are going to the mikvah. So you'll have your tyro. So why should Rabbanah make any gzeres to make you tell me what you do wrong? Elam Arava, people used to say like this. Sha'imrim, people used to say, Lo yei lo matayru. You say, no, this mikveh is not matayru. It's so bad, it can't be matayru. Elay lo matayru. No, what's the whole tyro? The bath is the matayru. The shower is the matayru. So then it's a good gzeres. People will stop going to the mikveh and just take the showers. So Rabbanah didn't want that. Therefore, the Rabban had a magic zero that if you take a shower, take a bath, you should know you're right to tummy. You're still tummy. How are you going to become tor? Only if you go to the mikvah.
You're worrying about the fact that if people did take a bath with it, there would still they would confuse what you know, the fact that you can't even tire with the mikvah. I mean, you know, it's like a.
I mean, the first part of the Gemara, they're both together.
They're both together.
Still, even with the but when the shouldn't make such gzeres, though, there's nothing wrong. It's right. It's not a nice thing, maybe. There's nothing wrong with it, though. Everybody will always go to the mikveh still. So why do I care to take a shower also? So Moras Teretz says, no, the people used to forget about the mikveh. And they would just take the shower, just take the bath. That's why the Rabbanim made the gzeres to give it a din tumor on them. Elayel Materim. So what's the day of Bissel Heinz is by Nisha need our koponim, there's no chumra brought down Ramah that after Nisha goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't take a shower right away. Because if right after the mikvah, we're learning not to take a shower, you shouldn't have a din tumor on you. So some people want to say by a man, it should be the same din also. If you go to the mikvah, you can't take a shower. That Rav Moshe says no. Rabad Aw Gemara is only talking about Oichle Truma. Means if you want to go to the mikvah and come out of the mikvah and say your Torah teach Truma, they make Gzeiris here that you're Tomei. For what are you Tomei? You only Tomei if you eat Truma. And if you touch Truma now, you're passed to the Truma. It's only Gzeir for Oichle Truma. So people that go to eat Truma, they're not allowed to take the shower after the mikvah. The Rabbanan gave them a Din Truma. But people that don't eat Truma, there's no Chumma not to take a shower after the mikvah. The Rabbanan didn't make a Gzeri not to take a shower. That's not Pshat the Gemara. The Rabbanan just made that even after you take the shower, they still gave a Din Truma on you. That means you have a Truma Sheini on you. What's the Megaytu? That if you touch Truma now, you're going to pass on the Truma. Remember, by man, there should be nothing wrong with taking a shower after the mikvah. But by ladies, by nida, that Rumah said there's such a chumra. By a nida, they're makabla chumra not to take a shower after the mikvah. So by nida, it's brought down. But by man, it's not brought down such a chumra. But here, the Gemara is telling that that's oichle truma. If you want to eat truma after you took your shower, took your bath, then you still have a tumor on you. Right. Vitor, what's the next zera? Vitor, shenoflu al roishoi verubai, shleisha lugimai. Okay, the first one was we went into a swimming pool, you went into the bath. Now the next there was that they throw like a shower. They throw these three buckets of water on top of you, and even though you're a Torah person, as you weren't tummy at all, but they throw the water on top of you, so you become tummy. The Torah Shanofla Al Rosh fell on top of your head. Rosh Rosh Lugimayim Shuvim is also you become tummy, and if you touch Truma, you pass on the Truma. For the Gemara, my time it goes to be Rabbanu Tumma. Why should Rabbanu make Gzeira Tum here? There's no Svara. Here you weren't even Tumme. Just time in the middle of the week you want to take a shower. So there's no Gzeira here. People are going to say, I'm not going to go to the mikvah. You're not Tumme. If the first case is where you were Tumme, and you went to the mikvah, and right after the mikvah they took a bath. So yeah, Tastic Gzeira, we don't want to take a bath right after the mikvah. People shouldn't forget to go to the mikvah. But here we're talking about a Torah Dika person. Didn't have to go to the mikvah at all. When you throw three lugam water on top of you, the Rabbanan said you told me. Why should the Rabbanan do that? The Gemara di loy ho lakai miha. Ho, this is like a loy plug. The Rabbanan wouldn't make this gzer also to say, who did you throw on top of you? People think it's a joke. Like, might have to mean if I go into the bath, then I am tummy. But if I have the water thrown on top of me, then I'm not tummy. So the people won't be geyser, won't be nizer in this tumor. Therefore, Rabbanan had to put the gzer is that any time you go into Mayim Shuvim, whether you go into the bath after the mikvah, or whether stam, even though you're Torah, you have gimel lugi and take a shower of water go over you, you also have this tumor. So I take a little plug, the Rabbanan had to be geyser. So Trashi. Joshi may not come in or keep on the pool and table. Not everybody went to the mikvah. Tchila the mikvah. My yichpas the rabbonin im osam at table and kfar achra tfile. Why do rabbonin care if after the mikvah they took a bath? El elu matar no gzer was people used to say that only the bath was matar you. The chashin and the rabbonin were choshish. Dilma also lift too late terrorist mikvah. Maybe people will vachlau be mevato the terrorist mikvah. The tevlin b'shuvim, no longer be tevlin in shuvim. The Torah, Amor, the Torah says, ach mayin obor mikvah mayin. No, you can only be tevlin in mikvah. But mikvah means that the water was never carried in a kli by Bnei Yodim. Means the water ran down by itself into a bor of water, and in there you can be tevlin. But once you, man, takes the water in a kli, the water becomes possible for mikvah, and you can't be tevlin there. So, the Torah was, el enu materin. Yes. So my time is a trashy. Why did I want to make the second gzera now? Even if you're a Torah-dika person, and you take like a shower, they'll throw the water on top of you, that you have this tumor and they get a truma. Why did they make this? Trashy, you're lovely achat filhu. We're talking about a person's Torah. He didn't go to the mikveh, he wasn't tummy. So why should I want to make a gzera? The Torah is, he loved. The gozer at alator is Rabbanim wouldn't make the gzeru also. That whenever Yisro gimel lugin mayim shuvim on top of you, even though you were Torah, that you become tamein loikaim a gzera, it wouldn't be kaim the first gzera of habor achat filo. The Yamri people will say maishin hamahai. How you can't tell me that if I go to the bath in the, if I go into the gimel lugin, then I'm tamein. Mashenkin, if I let the gimel lugin go on top of me, then I'm Torah. They'll think it's a joke. So therefore, not to make jokes out of this gezeirah, to stop the people from not to say the mikvah is not metayimi, just the bath is metayimi, to have to say whenever you go into a bath, whenever you throw the gimel lugam on top of you, the Rabbanan put a din tumor on you, like you have a tumor sheni on you, what's negayetu to truma? Negayetu eating truma, that you wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Then it's not me, Allah will be a kain, could be after he takes a shower, he wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Because after he takes a shower, even though it's a shower, our showers, it's not so posh as mayim shuvim. how a shower maybe is not called shuvim. Shuvim has to mean like it's in a kli. You have a bucket of water, a gallon of bucket of water, and you pour it over the guy's head. But our showers is a start to say that it's called not mayim shuvim because it goes through pipes. The pipe is mechuba to the house, and the house is mechuba to the karka. That's always called the kli. That's mechuba karka. It's not called the kli. A kli only is a kli. That's not mechuba karka. That's how the nekvachal the mikvahs. They put the drain upon top of the roof. And they have a gutter taking it down that goes in and brings the water into the mikvah. Why isn't the gutter called the kli? The gutter should pass through the water because the gutter is called the kli that's mechuba to the house, which is mechuba to the karka. So a kli that's mechuba to the karka doesn't have a shem kli on it. So there are a lot of studim that's starting to make that a shower is not called the mayim shuvim. Now, Lemaiser, there was once a rav in America, they've been down there, the Miller. 50 years ago, and in America it used to be makel to make mikvahs in your house. That to have a tub in your house and you fill it up with the sink water. And that was a good mikvah. Why it's a locker, it's a problem. It's not so posh that it is kosher. But it's not so posh that's my shuv mina. Right. So maybe it's not so posh if you take a shower and have this too. If it just throws the water on top of you, that would. The safer. Next Xeder Abonim make any safer Sifrei Kodesh hates a Torah Neviim Uksuvim. The Abonim gave that a Tumah Sheni. That
the Oich.
Well, we'll see. Lavdach was the. I'm not sure. It was a Sfarim they used then. It was not a Gemara. This could be it's the only type of Sfarim they had then. But Lavdach a Klav. Make any Sfarim. We'll soon see why. The safer. The Abonim made a Tumah Sheni on a safer. That if a safer touches Truma now, it passes the Truma. For the more my time it goes by Rabbanu Tuma. What's wrong with a Seifer? What does a Seifer do? Omer Rav Misharshia Shevetchilo Hoyu Matzniyim Es Oichlim De Truma Eitzel Seifer Torah. They used to hide the Truma. Kohen used to put his Truma near the Seifer Torah. Why? For Yomu they used to say Hi Kodesh, Hi Kodesh. His Truma is Kodesh and the Seifer has Kedusha. So where should I store my Truma? I'll stay up near the Seifer Torah. Inside it, outside right near it. Kivun the Gechazi the Kossel they Pseidim. The Rabbanan saw that who comes to eat the food? The mice. When the mice comes to eat the food, they don't only eat the food, they eat the Sefer Torah also. So now they saw the Sefer Torah come with the Pseidim. Is Gozer the Rabbanan Tumor? The Rabbanan made a Tumor on Svarim, that you should know, we don't want you to put the Truma near the Svarim. We don't want the mice to come eat up the Sefer. Therefore they gave it the Tumor on the Sefer to know that if you put the Truma near the Sefer is going to be Matama the Truma, that's an Avera, so many people won't put it there. Rashi. Lidei Pseidu, Akborim, the mice, Mitsuyu Meitzel Echlem, comes to eat food. Umasidim at the Sefer, they eat, they don't know the food, they eat the Sefer also. Aber Bechulin, Mashenkir, Mestanhul, Lehuskuru, Lehutsruchul, Ligzer. The Belav Hochin Amloi Hobby Noist Nuchele Tzakodish. They didn't have to make Xeris Tam, the Sefer should be Tomei, even touch a Stam food. Because that's treated, they wouldn't put Stam food near a Sefer. This is Kodish, and this is Chulin. The only thing they used to put near the Svarim was Truma, because they figured that's also Kodesh. So Kodesh and Kodesh, so that's why they wanted to make it Gzeir. Right? V'hayodayim. The Bona made Gzeir our hands, every person's hands has a Tuma Sheni on it, that if you touch Truma, you make the Truma Posel. And that's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread, because we're choshes al Eichle Truma. Just like the people that eat Truma have to wash their hands before, who are them? We also wash our hands. So the Marma, what's the time? Why would the guys have tum on your hands? But they should die in Asconi, he's saying. Because hands are Asconi. It means hands move around and touch all part of the body. So merely hands are a little dirty. Let's see, Rashi. Asconi is saying, V'naigim of sir, it touches all over. Your hand moves. Asconi means it moves around. Or the Mokim Tanufras, it could touch a dirty place in your body. A sweaty place. Or Genai Latruma, to Genai Tetruma, V'kach. V'nimet Leichlem, it's Mamayas the Eichlem. Kishinagei Bobi Daim Azubis. If you touch it with dirty hands, it's not so good. If when Rabbanah made Xero, your hands have a Tumma, and that was only the Rabbanah, they could Tumma, the Rabbanah were Mekel, you could just wash your hands. You don't have to go to the Mikvah, it's nothing to Yoshadai. Rashi says, Nozab Shatna, Rabbi Seinam Aporshim, Chashinin Shema Nogu Yode Betumma. And since your hand moves around a lot, we're afraid maybe your hands, Mamas, touch the Sherets. Maybe your hands touch the mace. V'nitmo, and you became Tomei. For Grashda, I came with Shato, the Kashali. Im Kain, Neche Shem and Nogel, Biava Tumma. Maybe even touch the mace. V'nim Tzarishin, your whole goof is a Rishin of Tumma then. V'yatamenu, and you should be Matama the Truma. Not just Tam Pafel the Truma, you should be Matama the Truma. V'yoy, Maishnu, Yadayim Luchudayim, the whole goof in the exil of Sotruma. Shem and Nogel, Yodim Tumma. V'nitmo, Kogufoy. V'yoy, Latiskel, Abratila, Elabatvila. If l'choshet, your hands touch a sherbet, sashtins, your whole goof should be tummy. See, even if your foot touches truma, the truma should become tummy. And also, why is halacha just the tefillah shadayim helps? If we're afraid that your hands mamish touch the sherbet or touch the mace, so your whole goof is tummy. You have to go to the mikveh then. See, if a rashi learns a pshat, we're not afraid your hand touch the sherbet. As they feel you wish to know what your hands touch. It just comes the same when your hand goes around your body, you're afraid you touch the plate on the arms. That's moli zeya, so your hands are not clean. So for the medic zeya, you have to wash, you make them feel shadayim. They gave it in your hands are tummy for truma. Right. So to Gemara, Tonu, af yodayim havoyis maich masefer. Who are that if your hands touch a sefer Torah, it also pesels as a truma. It passes the truma, mishum d'rapanach, a new din of d'rapanach. Now the Gemara soon explained, this gzera came before the Rabbanim goes around the hands. And before the Rabbanim said, your hands are tamei, so before that gzera, your hands were Torah. So you're allowed to go ahead and eat truma without washing your hands. But the Rabbanim made gzera first, that if your hands touch a sefer Torah, touch the sefer is matama your hands, that your hands now become a shein l'tuma. That you're not allowed to eat truma now until you wash your hands first. Why do they make such a gzera? What do I care if your hands touch a sefer or not? Mishum d'rapanach. If you touch the Sefer Torah Orim, that means the parchment, you touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah, Nikva Orim, you'll be buried there. For the Gemara, Orim sagt, that Eitich Mamish buried there, wasn't it with Yozel, so put the Chichim on you. Elo Amr Abzeir Orim Bloy Mitzvahs, I mean you'll be buried Orim without any Mitzvahs. For the Gemara, Bloy Mitzvahs Agadaitich, because it did one Averi, if you touch the Sefer Torah, you take away all his Mitzvahs. Elo Amr Orim Bloy Oysa Mitzvah. Means he's Orim without this mitzvah. So it just means to say that this is a chashuv inyan, that you're not supposed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. Therefore, the Rabbanim made Gzera, we don't want you to touch the Sefer Torah, that if you do touch the Sefer Torah, the Rabbanim made Gzera, your hands becomes tummy. So that was Gzera, like people should be near them not to touch the Sefer Torah. Undo Gzera. But the Maya say, after the Rabbanim made Gzera on the hands, you don't need this Gzera anymore. Because the Mamela in the hands, Pshita, that's awesome. But there is a nafkamina. So he said there is a nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say you washed your hands first. If you washed your hands, now your hands are Torah. And then you touch the Sefer Torah. Chaf nafkamina, now your hands are Tamir again. So even after you have the second Gzera, it's a nafkamina to have the first Gzera still. But that's the way the Shtekel was. First, the hands were Torah. So only after the hand touches the Sefer Torah, your hand becomes Tamir. A later generation, then they were Gzera even, your hands Tamazoy are Tamir. But it's a nafkamina to have the first gzera in a case where you washed your hands and then you touch the Sefer Torah.
It's also nafkamina
to
have
it because
Rav Panach isn't saying it
because
of the Indian of Truma.
Yeah, so yes, that's what's negated to the Vice didn't do it more than that.
The
they weren't going to Tumah, she was still only that Yedayin helps, that's all.
Today the people also don't touch the
Kwan. Yeah, right. Well, that's what Rav did. But Rabbanim were goyzer though, Mishum, his din, to give it a din tumah. But it has negate to our tumah. If it only means a tumah, negate to truma. That's famous of your tumah. Fred the Gemara. Hi, gods of Rashis. Which gzera did they make first? In Lemaho, gods of Rashis, if they made our first gzera of Yudayim, that your hands are tumah, Fred the Gemara.